The more speed you can utilize in getting things done, the more life you can pack into the limited time that you have left. And we want to pack more life into our lives.
StayAllDay.com. Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. That is the go-get energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unified philosophy that is called work on your game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is, do not spend time to save money. Notice that language. Don't spend time to save money. Before we get into this, I remind you all two things. First of all, my daily motivation text. I send that out every day, guaranteed to have you focus sharp and on point. I send one out every week as well. Does the same thing. Text me at 305-384-6894. Join my text community for free. And when those messages start sending again, then you'll be getting them straight to your phone. And we got some other amazing things coming to people in my text community very soon. So I would suggest you get on if you know what I know. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. You'll like to have me as your direct coach. That is the only way that it happens. That is where we have a four-part framework of mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability. We work with a lot of different spaces over the last 10 plus years in the university. And you can see on that page some case studies, some feedback, some testimonies from people who we have worked with. You can see a layout of exactly the type of things we help people with. And you can schedule a time to get in a conversation with us. We can talk about you, where you're at, and what you need so we can help you be the next success story of the university. And again, if you want to have me as your direct coach, that is the way to do it at workonyourgameuniversity.com. With that out the way, let's get into the topic. Now, we talked about the money-time connection a lot here on this show. I've done several episodes on the mindset around money. I've done several episodes around time and many episodes about both money and time. And today, I'm going to explain it even further from a different angle that can hopefully help you make better decisions when it comes to your most valuable resource, which is not your money, but your time, because you can't replenish time as you can money. Point number one. Topic once again is do not spend time to save money. Number one, holding on to money and instead spending time as a makeup is a backwards equation. Let me say it again to make sure that you heard it. Holding on to your money. So let's say you got $100 in your pocket. And instead of spending the $100 to cut down your time frame of getting something done, but instead you hold on to $100 and instead use your time so you don't have to spend money, that is a backward equation. And I'm going to explain to you why that's backwards. Many of us grow up with the mindset that this is what we should do, but this is a bad idea. And the reason why what many of us grow up with as a mindset is a bad idea is because most people are average. Most of our parents had average mindsets. And some of you may be exceptions, but I said most. So it may not be yours. Most people grow up with a very average mindset because just selected at random, most of us end up average. All right, this is just pretty much how it works. And the reason most people end up average is because they have average ways of thinking, which means if you want to do something that is above and different from the average, you have to look at the ways of thinking that you have been taught by the masses, which includes the people you grew up around, and you have to decide how and where you will differ from their way of thinking, which means some of the things that have been ingrained in your brain, you must unlearn them and replace them with different ways of thinking. This is mentally uncomfortable for people, and this is the reason why people like me exist in the marketplace, to help you unlearn some of the nonsense that you've been taught, even by people who had positive intentions. Everybody catch what I just said there? Many of us grow up with this mindset that this is what we should do. Again, it's a bad idea and it's a reflective of a poor money mindset. And if you have a poor money mindset, let me tell you where you got it from. You usually inherited it from whoever raised you, which is usually most people is their parents or some family members. I talked about this in episode number 2214, how your poor money mindset is keeping you broke. All right, this is what happens. Your poor money mindset will keep you broke. It will make you broke and it will keep you broke. Episode 2439, poor person habits that you need to extinguish ASAP. This same thing I'm talking about now, I talked about in episode 2439 and episode 2214. So if you haven't listened to those, go to workonyourgamepodcast.com where you can listen to any episode in history of the show. Also, dreallday.com/blog, B-L-O-G, where you can find any episode in history of the show as well. So again, there's some things that people who love you taught you that you need to get rid of. Doesn't mean you got to stop loving them, but there's some things they taught you that are not helping you. And it's your job to figure out what they are. And I can help you with that too. If you're in the university, I'll help you with that immediately because they'll be obvious what those are because they're reflective in your actions. They're also reflective in your words. So it is not your fault that you were taught poor money mindsets by the people around you. So don't take this as me pointing a finger at you. But let me tell you what you can take as me pointing a finger at you is it is your responsibility. So I'm not saying it's your fault that you have a poor money mindset because you just inherited it from the people around you. I inherited a poor money mindset from the adults who raised me as well. But guess what? I don't blame them. I'm not mad at them. They are who they are. They only knew what they knew. But at the same time, as soon as I realized it, it became my responsibility to fix it. It's the same thing that I'm going to say to you. So I want you all to understand, those of you, especially those of you who are new around here and those of you who are old around here, anything that I'm saying to you, I say to myself. I'm not telling you anything that don't tell me. So it is your responsibility, even though you may not want to consider it your fault, once you are aware of something, to do something about it. Question is, what are you going to do? That's the real question. Remember that time is a non-replaceable resource. It is non-replenishable. Once it's used, it's gone. For each of us individually, as you use time, you cannot get more of it. Money works differently. You can use money and get more of it. How many of you still have your first dollar? Most of you do not. And if you happen to be a business owner who framed the first dollar you ever made in your business, okay, maybe you still have your first dollar. The rest of us ain't got it. And even if you framed your first dollar, do you still have your second dollar? All right, probably not. All right, that one you spent. Okay, so money, but at the same time, you're not broke. You have some money in your pocket right now. Do you have some type of access to any money? You have access to $1 right now. Okay, but it's not your first dollar, right? Okay, which means you can let money go. It will come back. You let money go and get new money, but you cannot let time go and get new time. There's no such thing. You got as much as you have a certain time clock of time available for you in life. And when it's gone, that's it. All right. The last 6 minutes and 47 seconds that I've been recording here, once that those 6 minutes are gone, you can never, ever, ever get those 6 minutes back that just passed. Whatever you were doing during that 6 minutes, and most of you are doing things other than just listening to me while you're listening to this, right? So whatever you were doing, you'll never get those 6 minutes back. That's the way time works. Money does not work like that. You can spend $5, you can make $10 tomorrow. You can spend $100 today, make $1,000 tomorrow. So you can use money and get more back. Time goes at a steady pace. Money, you can use up a lot, get more of it, even more than you used as quickly as it was consumed. And again, we have to remind ourselves of this. Sometimes remind myself of it when it comes to the money-time connection. For example, I don't like ordering food for delivery a lot of times because by the time the delivery guy gets here, first of all, they take too damn well. That's the first thing with time. And secondly, depending on what I order, the food is not as fresh by the time it gets to me as it was when they actually made it. So sometimes I like to go get my food. Now, what's the difference between me getting it and getting delivery? Well, at least I don't have to make 4 or 5 stops at other places before I get to my house like the delivery driver does. And I can get there right on time when the food is ready, or be waiting for it to be ready, unlike the delivery driver who's running around making deliveries and my food might be sitting at the restaurant ready to be picked up, but the delivery guy hasn't gotten there yet. And I usually just don't like ordering delivery, just for those reasons. And again, you order something like French fries, the fries are they're not fresh out the fryer by the time they get to your house. So I like my food to be as fresh as possible when I start eating. I think most of you are like that too. So I will often find myself using my time to go pick up food rather than using my money to order delivery. But depending on what I order and where I order from, I'm trying more places out now. I'm trying this more. I've been using more Uber Eats and DoorDash and stuff. I've been trying these things out now, just trying to get myself into a different mindset. There often can be no difference in me ordering delivery than me spending extra money to save time, which is what I need to be doing. So I'm actually trying to condition myself on this right now, is using my money more often and getting the Uber Eats and the DoorDash, etc., to get food delivered to my doorstep rather than going and picking it up, even though I still have to deal with the issue of them taking longer than I like them to. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com and get my emails directly to your inbox every day, free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. It's important to me that the supplements I take, if I take any at all, are of the highest quality. And that's why for the last 2+ years, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is consistently and constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. So many people have asked me if AG1 is actually the real deal, and trust me, there's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 is not just a buzzword, it's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. Taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by making it so that there aren't a million different pills and capsules to keep track of. I hated doing that. Just one scoop of AG1 mixed with water every day. It's really that simple. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. That link is down below in the description as well. One more time, drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. Point number two. Today's topic, once again, is do not spend time to save money. Number two, when you can use money to buy time, do it. That's point number two. Point number three. No, I'm joking. All right. Point number two. Let's talk about it more. But this is point number two. When you can use money to buy time, do it. Money can be replenished. You cannot replenish time. All right. Every one of you probably, let's go back to what year is it? It's 2024. I'm recording. Let's go back to 2018. All right. Think about the money you made in 2018. Do you still have that cash on you right now? Most of you, the answer is no. But you still have some cash on you right now. And when I say on you, I mean you have access to it. You have control over it. So you can replace the money. Now, you just proved it. You probably can't tell me a dollar that you have now that came from 2018, but you still have dollars right now, which means they can be replenished. But you can't tell me that you can go back to June of 2018 and relive that month. You can't. It's over. It's gone. And nobody can relive it. So this is the difference between money and time. Being that one is a scarce resource and the other is not, one should be valued much more than the other. Scarcity makes the value of things go up. Scarcity makes the value of things go up. The more abundant a thing is, the less valuable it becomes. This is especially true in more important matters than things like ordering food for delivery, like I was talking about. If you're trying to achieve an outcome that will have a major impact on your life, you should invest money in getting access to the information, process, people, or insights that will help you achieve that outcome a lot faster than it would take for you to achieve it doing everything on your own. Let me say that again. That was a long sentence. If you are trying to achieve an outcome that will have a major impact on your life, use your money to get access to information, processes, people, or insights that will help you achieve that outcome faster than if you did it by yourself. Why should you do this? Why? Because your time eventually runs out. Your money does not have to run out. Your money could run out, but you can make more. If your time runs out, you're dead. You can't come back from that. You can come back from broke. You can't come back from dead. I've seen a lot of people come back from broke, having no money. All right, I've never seen anybody come back from dead, having no time. Everybody understand that? So in this case, we're talking about a significant amount of time. We're talking months and years. I'm not talking about no 30 minutes difference in ordering a pizza. We're talking months and years, which are big chunks. The 30 minutes matters too, because those add up to days and weeks and months and years as well. But you get my point here. So you're talking about something that would make a major impact on your life. Wouldn't it be better if you could achieve it in 5 months rather than 5 years? If you could even achieve it in 5 years? See, many people talk themselves into, well, let me do it on my own. If it takes me a little bit longer, that's fine. The problem is, many times, even when you do it on your own, it doesn't take you longer. It takes you forever. You never get it done because you don't know how to do it. This is the reason why I said you're investing in processes, people, and insight. Without those and information, without those, you can take as much time as you want. You still won't solve the problem because you don't even know what to do. So many people delude themselves into thinking, okay, well, I want to hold on to some of my money. So let me just figure it out on my own. The problem is you can't figure it out on your own because you don't have the right information. You don't have the insight into discerning which is the right information. You don't have the right processes and you don't know the right people. So no matter how long you try and do it on your own, you can take 10 years. You're not going to resolve the issue. You're not going to solve the problem because you don't know what you're doing. So sometimes we just have a knowledge gap. We have an ignorance gap. Ignorance simply means to not know something. And you want to use your money to solve those gaps. Don't try to figure everything out on your own. There is no need to do that in this interconnected world where we have access to more information than we can even consume. Why would you try to do everything by yourself? That doesn't make any sense. I told you, collaboration is the name of the game, especially when you're in business, folks. You want to collaborate and use other people's brains. You use them and they will use you. All right, this is a symbiotic relationship. Everybody wins this way. So do the math on this, folks. How much money is a year of your life worth in actual dollars? If I had to buy a year of your life, how much does it cost me? Give me a number. Everyone listening to this, I'm asking you a question. If I had to purchase a year of your life, I want to buy you for a year. All right, so think of everything you can't do. I just want to have control over your time over the course of a year. How much does it cost me? How much is it worth? What's a year of your life worth? All right, when you have an answer, if you don't have an answer, do the math on it. And once you have a number, it'll be easy for you to understand why you need to invest money into achieving your most important outcome. So take that number that you came up with. If it takes you 10 years to get to an outcome, 10 years to try to get to an outcome, are you willing to spend any amount less than that in order to get to the outcome? If so, then you should. So if a year of your life is worth $100,000, 10 years is worth $1 million. All right, that's 100,000 times 10. So if someone can help you get to your outcome, it's only going to cost you $10,000. Why would you not do it? Why would you not do it? You just saved yourself $900,000 achieving an outcome in less time. Let's say it'll take you a year. All right, so $10,000 for a year when your year is worth $100,000. So you spent $10,000 to save yourself, what? It would take you 10 years and this program is going to take you 1 year. So you bought 9 years of time for $10,000 and your 9 years is worth $1 million. So what'd you actually save? You saved $990,000. Everybody understand my math there? 10 years of your time is worth $1 million. You spent 10,000. So we got to subtract the 10,000 from the million. So now you got 990,000. That's how much you quote unquote made in time. And you're going to achieve the outcome in a year instead of 10 years. That's the math, folks. That's how you do math on what makes sense financially to buy time. You know those days in your life when you don't really feel like being at work, you don't really feel like doing the job that you're required to do, but you have to do it anyway? Yeah, those days. We call those days the third day. Everyone has them no matter what it is that you do, and you need to, if you're going to be a professional, have a system for getting through those days because they're going to happen. I wrote a book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs, that systematically and strategically coaches you on how to get through those days so you can give your best effort when you least feel like it. I will give you a free copy of the book. Again, it's called The Third Day. All you have to do is cover the shipping and go to thirddaybook.com. Again, that's thirddaybook.com. Get a free copy of that book, How to Separate Yourself, the Pro, from the Amateurs by showing up and giving your best effort when you least feel like it. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Point number three. Today's topic, once again, is do not use your time to save money. Do not spend time to save money. Number three, speed is the imperative of our existence. Speed is the imperative of our existence. Why? Because your days are numbered. Your days are limited. In other words, the more you can condense into the short amount of time you have available for life, the better. That means the more you actually do, the more you actually live, the more life that you get to live. I told you about this in episode number 2648, how to get more life out of your life. Number one point in that episode is to start doing things fast and now. Speed, speed, speed. I talk about this all the time. When your days are over, that's called death. Or when your money is over, that's just called broke. You can come from broke to rich to broke again and back to rich. You can't go from having no time to having time again to having no time to time again. No, it's dead. No time means dead. So I know some people say, I don't have any time. I don't mean it that way. I mean, when you literally have no more time, that means you're dead. It's over. So the more you can achieve in a short period of time, the better. In nearly every aspect of life, the entity that can move with speed usually wins. Think about that. Think about any aspect of life. The entity that moves with speed usually wins. as of this recording, actually, I started going back and watching like the whole career of this boxer named Roy Jones Jr. Many of you who watch boxing, you'll know Roy Jones. He's a very talented fighter. And his number one thing was he was very fast. Now, Roy was not a super technical fighter. Like, technically, he made a lot of mistakes. He had a lot of technical deficiencies where he wasn't fundamentally sound in many aspects of boxing. However, he very rarely lost. He only had a few losses on his record. In his prime, nobody could really beat him. And the reason people couldn't beat him is he was too damn fast. He was just too fast. There's another boxer named Floyd Mayweather. I have gone through and watched every fight of his career, and Floyd went undefeated his entire career. And one of the main reasons why, now, Floyd was very technically sound. He had his fundamentals were super, super sound. But also, he was extremely talented. Another thing, he was just damn fast. The guy was just very fast. And he would just hit you in ways that you didn't even see it coming, and he would catch you with a punch. Not because he was some kind of magician, because the guy was just so damn fast. He has just very fast reflexes. So in that sport, speed matters a ton, especially when you're going to get someone who you're significantly faster than. The same thing in many other sports. Football, a speedy player gets a lot of opportunities. Basketball, same thing. It's a different type of speed, but it all matters. In the animal kingdom, animals that can attack, chase, and evade with speed usually live longer. Isn't that the case? An animal that can attack with speed, not only attack like chasing you down, but also attack as in like, what do they do when they catch you? How quickly do they finish you off? Look at the lions when they attack. The reason the lion is the king of the jungle because the lion has both speed and power. They will chase you down quickly. They will kill you quickly and they'll eat you quickly. They do all three. All right. Speed and sports. The faster side often wins. In business, the company that can move and adjust and adapt the fastest usually makes the most money and takes the most market share. Notice this. Speed dominates all of life. And since we all know that we are eventually going to run out of time, each of us faces this reality. Our entire game is over at that point, right? So the more speed you can utilize in getting things done, the more life you can pack into the limited time that you have left. And we want to pack more life into our lives. In other words, we call this condensing our experiences or collapsing time frames. They all mean the same thing. Get more done in less time. And again, folks, just always remind ourselves as often as you can that you have no idea how much time you have remaining. Most of us don't, unless you went to a doctor and they told you you got 6 months to live, something like that. That's an exception. Or if you decided that you're going to commit suicide at some point, then that's an exception. But other than that, we don't know how much time we have, which means we should live as if we understand that, which means let's get as much done as we can now, just in case I ain't got as much time as I think I do. You should be telling yourself that on a consistent basis. Remind yourself of it. All that said, let's recap today's class, which is do not spend time to save money. Now, we talked about the money-time connection a lot here on the show. I'm going to explain it even further again here today. Number one, holding on to money and instead spending time is a backward equation. All right. Many of us grow up with this mindset that this is what we should do. This is not what you should do. All right. What you should do instead is figure out ways that you can use your money to buy yourself more time, get things done faster. Number two, when you can do this, use money to buy time, do it. Anytime you see an opportunity, use money to buy time, do it. This is a change in mindset that many of us need to make. And again, many of you, if you grew up anything like me, you had to condition yourself to think in this way, which is different than the way you were taught to think. And again, this is the reason why you need to do it, because this discomfort is going to make you better. To understand that you should use your money to buy time, I just explained to you logically and rationally why it makes sense. If this doesn't make sense to you, tell me why. I think it makes sense to everybody. So if this is not your normal mode of thinking, then change it. All right. Change, the right type of change leads to breakthroughs. So number three, speed is the imperative of our existence. All right. The king of the jungle is the lion. Why is the lion the king of the jungle? Because of the speed in which they catch you, chase you, kill you, and eat you. Who's the speed? Who's the king in the air? It will usually be something like an eagle or a falcon or a hawk. Why? What are the key things about them? Speed and how they hunt you down, catch you, and kill you. Who's the king in the ocean? Usually the shark. What does a shark do? Speed. All right, they catch you and they kill you. All right, notice that you see these things are common. Over and over and over again, the most successful are those who can do things with speed. They make things happen faster than everybody else does. All that said, folks, text me, see you in my community. My number is down below in the description. Work on Your Game University. That is the place where you can get coached by me directly. You can have me as your direct personal coach with whatever you're working on, wherever you want to go. Let me help you directly get there. WorkOnYourGameUniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. People often ask me, Dre, is there any way that I could work with you directly? Is there any way that I could talk to you on a regular basis, just ask you questions, share with you what I'm doing, and just get your feedback and your insight on where I'm going personally and professionally? The answer is yes. And the further answer is there's only one place to do that. That is Work On Your Game University. That's the only place I do any coaching. It's the only place I work with anyone directly. All you have to do to get involved in the university is go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. There you'll see all your options, whether you want to schedule a call with us, join one of our group programs, and we go from there. I'll see you inside. Again, that's workonyourgameuniversity.com. It's important to me that the supplements I take, if I take any at all, are of the highest quality. And that's why for the last 2+ years, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is consistently and constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. So many people have asked me if AG1 is actually the real deal, and trust me, there's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 is not just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. Taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by making it so that there aren't a million different pills and capsules to keep track of. I hated doing that. Just one scoop of AG1 mixed with water every day. It's really that simple. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. That link is down below in the description as well. One more time, drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out.